bigger, right? Not just hitting such small, you know, areas of our population, but how can we get everybody in the community involved? Canna has a health initiative called Healthy Kodiak. So kind of under that umbrella, we decided to come up with Brave Communities. And Brave Communities can mean a lot of things. We started with the opioid epidemic as kind of our first area of focus. But, you know, we plan on tackling a ton of issues that are affecting our communities. You know, everything from how to eat properly and get better nutrition on an island that it's sometimes hard to get, you know, fresh produce and stuff here. But the Brave Community event that we held, it was last Wednesday. We held classes every half hour, and they'd cycle through. Amy would start with kind of the Narcan presentation. She'd go over all the opioid information, and then they were able to cycle through into my side of the room, where I taught rescue breathing, CPR, so compressions, and then how to put somebody in a recovery position. Like what do you do now with a person that is actually in active respiratory arrest or cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. We were super happy with it. We ended up getting 29 people to show up. So we got 29 more kits out into the community and gave people a chance to sign up if they wanted. If there's a business out there that thinks that they're in a location that it would make sense to put a permanent mounted box with Narcan in it, or if there was a boat owner or captain out there that would love to get it into their first aid kit, you know, we had sign-up sheets to do that. I know that Amy allows walk-ins to come into Kodiak Public Health to come grab Narcan kits as well.
Yeah. Anybody can just walk in the door and come talk to us. All it costs is a five-minute conversation and some quick teaching, and they can walk out the door with Narcan and fentanyl test strips, so they can test their non-opioid supplies for fentanyl as well. It's pretty simple.
What's the reception been like from local business owners? Are they elated to have the access to these medications?
They seem to, yeah. So another project that's kind of going to be kind of combined with what I'm doing is Project Gabe, which started off in the Southeast. That's actually a public health nurse whose son overdosed and passed away. His name was Gabe. So she started Project Gabe, and that's targeting currently fishing industries. So it was, you know, her encouragement that I started going out and walking the docks and whatnot. But now we're going to start trying to get it in the fisheries, and you know, Project Gabe isn't just for the fishing industry. You know, she hopes to expand that to, you know, any industry, any business. So, you know, any business that wants to have, we have these like big, not big, but like a red box that can sit next to your AED that has Narcan in it. Anybody who wants one of those red boxes can talk to me. I'd love to see it in every business. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally.
I think what something that's really touching about that specific instance is that her son Gabe had Narcan in his room, right?
Next to him. Yeah.
So he had it next to him on his nightstand. But the problem is that we have users that are out there that are using while they're alone, right? And if you overdose, you don't have anybody to administer the Narcan. So we talk about, you know, the Never Use Alone project that allows you to call into a phone number and have somebody on the other end of the line, so that if you do become unresponsive, they're able to call EMS for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. And we have the